Treatment of anterior open bites can be very frustrating. To add to our understanding of open bite patients, I'm going to review two articles with you this month. The first article, from the August 2002 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics, is called Changes in Alveolar Morphology During Open Bite Treatment and Prediction of Treatment Result. The primary author of this study is Stefan Beckman from Tel Aviv University in Israel. The author's purpose was to look for morphologic characteristics in pretreatment cephalograms that could predict treatment outcome for anterior open bite patients. This was a relatively standard retrospective study that was done by identifying 83 patients from the case files at the Department of Orthodontics at the University of Hamburg in Germany. These patients all had anterior open bite malocclusions and also had cephalometric films available before treatment and after retention was completed. 22 of the patients also had a cephalometric X-ray available from the completion of active treatment. All patients had orthodontic treatment for their anterior open bite, about half had removable appliance treatment only, and half had some degree of fixed appliance treatment. The cephalograms of these patients were traced and digitized, and a series of common and unique cephalometric measurements were made. These various cephalometric measurements were then correlated with the overbite correction, and a series of regression analyses were done to help explain the relationship between overbite and the morphologic variables. There were a few interesting findings from this study. First, the authors found that the retraction of the upper incisors was correlated with open bite correction and long-term stability. Second, the correction of the open bite was largely due to a vertical increase in the symphysis. However, excessive vertical increase in the symphysis area was also associated with relapse after treatment. Third, the retraction of lower incisors in order to correct open bite was associated with relapse during retention. And last, relating to the author's original intent of identifying morphologic characteristics predictive of successful open bite treatment, the authors found that the angle between a line from nasion to gonion and the mandibular plane was the best predictor. In the successfully treated patients, this angle averaged about 75 degrees. In the unsuccessful patients, this angle averaged about 80 degrees. So, as a result of the information in this article, you may want to measure the angle between the nasion-gonion line and the mandibular plane in your anterior open bite patients. If this angle is about 75 degrees or less, this study would suggest that you have a good chance of successful orthodontic treatment to close the open bite. If this angle is 80 degrees or more, this information would suggest that long-term open bite closure may be difficult. To learn more about this study, which included much more detailed information than I've had time to share with you, look in the August 2002 European Journal of Orthodontics.